Meditation for Protection. My meditation heart is my most powerful protection. Sri Chinmoy. We are used to seeking protection from adverse forces of nature, from accidents, calamities, disaster and disease, as well as from malign human actors, criminals, scammers, and betrayers. Yet in the spiritual life, by far the greatest threats from which we need protection are within ourselves, our own thoughts, misconceptions, fears, doubts, anxieties, jealousies, suspicions, desires, and distractions. All our weaknesses, susceptibilities and points of exposure lie in the finite, limited parts of our being, the physical body, vital, and mind. Fortunately, these domains of ours, though they may seem separate and isolated when viewed alone, all exist within the greater whole of ourselves, our heart and soul. It is the natural role of the heart and soul to shelter and protect their little siblings, body, vital, and mind. Our heart and soul act as our personal fortress, impregnable against all foes. But any fortress can only protect those inside it. To be safe, we need only to remain inside our fortress, and not indulge ourselves to wander in fantasy forest or wallow in desire quagmire, as we are continually tempted to do. As germs enter us via polluted food, drink, and air, so negativity enters our system via thoughts and desires. Once they gain entry, thoughts and desires, like germs, can be deadly. In pure meditation in our heart and soul, in the absence of thought and desire, no negativity can enter us or take hold. Especially in meditation, every thought, every intention matters. Guard and protect the purity, simplicity, and sanctity of your meditation as though your life, safety, and happiness depend on it. For indeed they do. In turn, the purity, simplicity, and sanctity of your meditation will guard, protect, and save you everywhere and always.